Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Psalm 37. It's always good to reflect on the genre of what you are reading in Psalms, and similar in Proverbs, but Psalms unique from Proverbs is Psalms are poetic. Psalms were songs. Psalms were written to rhyme. And they're wonderful guidance, they're wonderful wisdom. They're not necessarily mathematical, meaning that, you know, because it says this, that in your life, that's exactly what you're going to experience. They're more of like themes that are true of God in history, and they can be true of us, but it's not a guarantee that in this life, everything that is said is like a promise to me. So it's good to keep that in mind, and yet the principles remain good, wholesome, and true, and of God. The other thing that's unique about Psalms, especially Psalms of David, because Psalms really span a huge time frame from even the life of Moses to all the way until when the Jews are in exile, but about half of them are around that, probably even more between if you add up Solomon's Psalms, but David wrote about half with Solomon. I believe they're well over half between the two of them. So a lot of them are of David's day. And during David's day, he had immense promises. I mean, David was given the kingdom. He was made a king. He was promised a kingdom forever. And God had a special blessing upon David's life. And even though man, he was on the run and surrounded by many enemies, God saw David through, and then with his son Solomon to build the temple and bring a great season of prosperity to Israel in Jerusalem. So that gave David a unique experience and unique insight that is going to shape what God chose to write through him. So I think that's something also that's good to keep in mind. And with all that for a backdrop, let's now get into this psalm. Do not fret because of evildoers, and do not be envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. You know, sometimes it seems like people who are following evil's ways might be prosperous or things might be going well, but a lot of times evil catches up with you, sin catches up with you, and some people who may be on top today, even in this life, won't be on top tomorrow because their sin's going to eventually set a fire to their lives. So don't fret over the success of people who do evil, because their evil will really eventually catch up to them. I think also when we look at these things, they're going to be true in eternity. And I, you know, sometimes there may be people on earth who may seem successful, but ultimately, you know, are they living for the kingdom and what's going to happen to them when they die? You know, if somebody were to have success here on earth, but then in the end doesn't even make it into heaven, what a shame that would be, right? And because the future is eternal and because this is temporary, happens quickly, what the future is forever, what's more important is what happens in forever than what happens now. We should be living for the future with God. And eventually those who are evil and don't follow God are going to be, they're going to fade away, and they're not going to receive what they could have for eternity. Trust in the Lord. So rather than worrying about that and them, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. That's quite an amazing set of passages there. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. You know, I don't think God wants us to delight in things that are not of the Lord, right? We need to delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of our heart. Now, you know, we know that the heart is sick, and the heart can desire things that, you know, are not of God. So I don't think that this is going to be true of that, right? When our heart is desperately sick, who can understand it? So, like, you know, we kind of have to take a look at this verse in light of all of the counsel of Scripture. But I also think of this way, like, he is a Father God, and, you know, there's different plans that God has for different people. And I think if what we're pursuing is not of sin, and we delight ourselves in the Lord, he very well may give you the desires of your heart. Just like, you know, a good father wants to bless their child, wants their child to, you know, achieve goals. Now, ultimately, that goal would be to love him and follow him and be with him in heaven. But I do think there are times that man might pursue a career, or man might pursue a business, or man might pursue an athletic achievement, or whatever, and it not whatever, but something that is part of living in this journey of life. And God may very well bless someone with their desire because they've delighted themselves in the Lord. And he said, you know what, go ahead. Now, just don't forget me. In fact, focus on me, live for me. You know, you can, you know, live in this world, but not be of the world. Commit your way to the Lord. Make sure you honor me as I bless you. And it very well may be that he gives you the desire of your heart. What a wonderful thing. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way to him, and he's going to bring you forth. And bless you. And I do believe that God's favor and blessings upon his church, his people, those who believe in him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, sometimes it's not going to happen overnight. You know, I think of the journey of life just that I've had, right? And, you know, hopefully you're thinking about the journey of your life. But, you know, sometimes things that we work towards, we went through some pain and some suffering and some setback and some trials before things came to fruition. And sometimes you got to be faithful over a long period of time, sometimes a decade, you know, and then you'll see that God is with you. But if you give up too quickly, you may never see it. So rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. And then it says, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Don't worry about what other people got going on. You know, we really shouldn't get into the sin of comparison. Other people have their life. We have our own. So don't fret. Don't be comparing or worrying about someone else's lot. Because of the man who carries out wicked schemes, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. You know, and I really, it's not been a personal struggle of mine. I don't mean that in a compliment, but envy or whatever. I don't worry about that. I don't worry about someone else's journey. Not that we don't care about people and what the journey of life that they go through. But if someone's, you know, better at something than me, or someone has a bigger church than me, or someone has a book that sold more copies than me or whatever, that's their business. That's their lot. That's what they, you know, that's what God has for them. And God has something different for me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You know, that's Proverbs 3, 4, 5, and 6, right in there. And we just follow God, honor him, and allow him to do what he's going to do with you and trust him with that. But don't be comparing yourself to other people. That's not what God wants. Don't fret about that. It only leads to evil doing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Hallelujah. And those who wait for the Lord, you know, the Jews ended up getting Israel in Jesus, in David's day. But, you know, one day we're going to inherit the land of heaven and even inherit the land of the millennial kingdom because we waited for the Lord, stuck with him and didn't give up. Yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more. And that's either going to happen on earth where they're going to waste away because the sin's going to catch up with others, or because they don't make it to eternity because they were wicked. And they will be no more. No more in heaven, no more in the millennial kingdom. They're going to miss out on so much. And you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. You know, the other day I was golfing with some people, and I mean, just the vulgarity that people have, as a means of kind of making light of it, but also trying to show the sinfulness of their ways. I'm like, I'm not sure if you have more strokes or swears. It'd be a close contest, you know? And that's not overstating it, by the way. And it's sad, you know? It's not like everything's evil about these guys or that they don't have generous hearts. You know, one of the guys I'm thinking of, he bought me a Arnold Palmer, you know, a lemonade and, what is that? Lemonade and, whatever you call it. Not alcohol, by the way, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, you know, generous, kind, but just very vulgar and very anti-following God. I wish people would turn to him and seek him and find him while they still have a chance, because in a little while, the wicked will be no more. And you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. And that may happen on earth, but it's going to happen in heaven. We're going to be, you know, the Lord has a 1,000 sheep, or, you know, a thousand cattle on a hill or whatever it is that, you know, God's got everything he needs, and we're his child, and one day we're going to inherit what he has. Hallelujah. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow to cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. And you know, that's happening today. I mean, there's a great attack against Christians, Christian conservatives, because people don't want to have to hear that God has standards and God has rules and that we should abide by what God has said. And they don't want to hear it. So they want to attack and undermine those who hold to God's standard. But this is what it says in verse 15, their sword will enter their own heart and their bows will be broken. And ultimately they're going to pay a consequence for rejecting Jesus. That's just the bottom line. And it's going to be an eternal one. And it's going to be, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth and where there's an eternal fire. And it's sad, you know, but some people just aren't willing to hear right now. And they may be blessed for a little while on earth, but they're going to be paying a penalty for rejecting the Messiah forever. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked. Hallelujah. The reward is so much greater for following Jesus than any earthly riches. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord sustains the righteous. We're going to be sustained forever. Hallelujah. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. Hallelujah. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the days of famine, they will have abundance. You know, gosh, that'd be amazing, right? Even with famine in the land, for us to be blessed. But one day, when there's a famine in the tribulation, I believe we will have abundance. But the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like smoke. They vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives. And one of the reasons that the righteous should be generous and give is because this is not home. So we might as well not hold on tightly to everything here, because we're only here for a little while. For those blessed by him will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be cut off. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Hallelujah. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. We see it again there. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. Hallelujah. Man, there's been trial and challenge and stumbling and falling, maybe for all of us, right? We've gone through things. And maybe sometimes it's even been our own doing where we made mistakes. But will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. Hallelujah. And the Lord was with us and brought us out of the pit and brought us back to the hill. Hallelujah. Out of the valley. I have been young and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his descendants begging bread. All day long he is gracious and lends, and his descendants are a blessing. David's lived life for a while now, and he's just seen, you know what, in the end it works out better for those who follow God. And I believe that wholeheartedly. There's a blessing and a favor on those who follow Jesus. Depart from evil and do good. I'll tell you what, there's blessing in that right there. Depart from evil and do good. So you will abide forever. And may we abide in Jesus now forever. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his godly ones. They are preserved forever. Hallelujah. But the descendants of the wicked will be cut off. And unfortunately, wickedness and unbelief a lot of times is passed down generation by generation. And you can break the chain and you can come to faith and begin a new blessing in your family. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. Is it? Is the law, or now we should say, is the word of God in your heart? Is it upon your mind? Is it what you meditate on? Does it guide your life? Oh, it's good and right when it does. His steps do not slip. And I just think we have greater confidence, greater peace, greater trust when we follow God. The wicked spies upon the righteous and seeks to kill him. And that's happening more and more today, that the wicked is trying to suppress the righteous. They don't want to hear God's truth. The Lord will not leave him in his hand or let him be condemned when he is judged. Hallelujah. In the end, we will not be condemned because we have believed in Jesus. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. I wish people would really take that verse in. Whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned. Hallelujah. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they're under the penalty of their sin and the fact that they have not followed the law. And Jesus came to save us from that. But if you don't accept him, then you're under condemnation for your sin. When you come to Jesus, he takes your sin, forgives you, and restores you to relationship with God. But we're already under condemnation because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So that's why we are condemned, but when we come to Jesus, Jesus takes our sentence, hallelujah, and he restores us to God. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. And one day we'll see justice and we'll see victory. We'll see it from a heavenly perspective. We'll see the promises of God come true. May we live with confidence that those promises will come true. I have seen a wicked, violent man spreading himself like a luxuriant tree in its native soil. Then he passed away, and lo, he was no more. I sought for him, but he could not be found. Isn't that something? You could have a successful business. You could have prosperity. You could have it all on this earth. But if you don't believe in Jesus, you will be no more, and you will not be found. Mark the blameless man and behold the upright, for the man of peace will have a posterity, meaning he will even bless the next generation of his family, but transgressors will be altogether destroyed. The posterity of the wicked will be cut off, meaning when you live a wicked life, even the next generation of your family can receive penalty for your wickedness. And in retrospect, or the other way around, if you follow God, your family can be blessed in the next generation. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. Hallelujah. He is their strength in time of trouble. Hallelujah. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. And may that be, may he be, may Jesus be our refuge. Because in the end, when our refuge is in him, we'll be with him forever. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. God bless you all.